Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here at the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. And I'm so excited because Laura Hosford is back with us. She was here with us in May, and we had such a wonderful conversation. Oh, my goodness. I had so much fun, and it was so enlightening and uplifting and so empowering. I'm so glad that Laura's back with us again. And we're going to be talking about, well, it's a continuation of what we talked about in May. So we are going to be talking about the rising goddess within and awakening your powers of the divine feminine womb to rebirth your new reality. So we'll ask Laura what that means, a little bit more in detail what that means. And we're going to be, we're definitely going to do some sort of energetic process or meditation today. We missed it last time because we just ran out of time. We'll be taking live caller questions. We're going to be talking about embracing your inner divine feminine energies, opening your heart womb, right? Birthing into a new reality of inner balance, wholeness, pure joy, and bliss. Who doesn't want that? We're going to be talking about creating a fresh new reality for yourself as you deep dive into the wellspring waters of the Divine Mother to nourish your soul and unveil your hidden creative powers. We're going to talk about and learn how to embody more of your soul's sweet fragrance as you rediscover areas of inner strength, beauty, and confidence that you've forgotten how to access. And we're going to reclaim your inner goddess powers of divine love to launch you into pure joy, bliss, and freedom, and so much more. So Laura is, you know, if you don't know Laura, she's becoming an internationally recognized channel and emissary for the divine feminine Christ, including Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, an emerging womb priestess, ceremonial frequency rebirther, a shamanic ordained minister, a master Akashic Records teacher, a light language channel, and intuitive energy healer, and so much more. So we're going to, I just want to get right into it because it's like, even last time, Laura, when we talked, I felt like we could talk forever. So welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Thank you, Laura. It's really great to be back today. I can already feel the energy really moving with the flow of the divine feminine. And you just have such a wonderful, bright, beautiful pink wave of energy just circulating around you now of the unconditional energy. So thank you so much for having me back. It was so fun last time, and I know we're going to have a great time today.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember really briefly or vaguely a lot of the stuff that we talked about last time. It really hit home for me, you know, and it really started to open up my awareness to a new way of being or a different way of being and what else is possible for all of us, right? So I want you, because there might be some new people on the call, of course, right, who may not know about, you know, what does it mean? What does it mean to, you know, that the goddess is rising again? And what does it mean to birth the divine feminine? And I might be using totally different words than what's on your on your stuff, but it's like, rebirthing what? You know, it's like, are we not already whole and complete? Are we not already expressing the divine feminine through us, whether we're male or female, right? And if we're not, how can we do more of that?
Great. Yes. Well, I think we're starting to remember, Alara, and starting to awaken, particularly as women, to the power of our wombs, which has largely been forgotten. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the way that we lived, you know, that we don't necessarily remember or recollect our memories of walking on the earth as goddesses, as gods and goddesses. And when the matriarchal, you know, sort of power, you know, balance of power was in the matriarchal, not, you know, before the fall into the patriarchal, then the goddesses, you know, were really living, knew how to live from their wombs and their womb power. And this is the place that as women is our most powerful place to live. It's our most centered place to live. Mm-hmm. And so, as you know, with the last several thousand years of the unbalanced energies between the feminine and the masculine, we've been living primarily from the left logical brain. And we actually kind of, you know, became disconnected or separated from the mother. We feel even at times abandoned by the mother. And so all of that is now changing, as we know, with the return of the divine mother energies, which I was shown 2 years ago in France, you know, the powerful return of the mother. As the return of these energies are coming in, as the grids are getting activated within Mother Earth, the grids are now being activated within, actually within the wombs of women. Now, men, you know, they also will be activated. Mm-hmm. However, they're activated after we're activated. We have to activate our wounds. We have to activate our divine blueprint. And we have to begin to live from this place, the womb, in wholeness and balance again. And when I say that, what I mean is that we have to stop living just from the left brain. And even from living from the heart is not, you know, is a lot of us have been working on, you know, our emotions and our beliefs and our blocks and clearing on the mental level, right? And opening the heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And all of that is part of the pathway. And yes, we want to begin to live from the heart and not from the ego. We want the heart to lead us into these deeper dimensions. However, we want to go one step and we want to go much deeper. And that going deeper that I have been guided to share, actually, you know, by Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, who are leading me through this process, is that now we've got to begin to bring the energy down from the head, down from the heart, and actually bring it into the center of our wombs, where we become the most balanced, where we can live from wholeness, and we can live from our divine blueprint. However, that does take us consciously setting, I would say, an intention, a prayer, and even just becoming aware of that, because, you know, our society doesn't really even value the feminine, right? Or respect the feminine. And this is where the divine feminine, the frequency of the divine feminine is activated in our wombs. That's where it's activated, because as women, our wombs are connected to the womb of Mother Earth. And as these beautiful energies return and are coming in and raising the frequency in the new crystalline grid around Mother Earth, then we as women are getting, our wombs are getting kind of turned on and getting activated. However, we are being called forth to, you know, clear and release anything else that is left within our wombs so that we can fully come online, so to speak, and activate that divine blueprint. Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for a lot of women, they have a lot of trauma, right? We talked about this last time. They have a lot of trauma associated with their womb, or, you know, to do anything to do with sex, or, you know, that whole thing. I know I do. So it's not an area that I go to. You know, it is something I avoid. You know, I don't want to spend my time there. So it's like, yeah, I'll stay in my heart. Yeah, sometimes I'll go to my solar plexus, you know, but I don't consciously, you know, on purpose, go any lower.
Right. And that's very real for a lot of women because of all the sexual trauma. And even with, you know, the recent events that have happened here globally about, you know, women coming out and speaking about this, and thank goodness the truth is coming up and rising up, it is bringing up a lot of fear for women within us about how we have been traumatized, you know, through, you know, and even our sexual, you know, we've been demonized, you know, is prostitutes, like Mary Magdalene was. She was demonized as a prostitute, but in truth, she wasn't a prostitute. That is just what the church did to kind of blackmail her. Mm-hmm. However, she was actually a trained high priestess from the school, the mystery school of Isis. She and Mother Mary, actually. Of course, you never hear that about Mother Mary. And they knew the ways of working with these sexual energies, which our sexual energies are pure. They're pure creation energy.
Yeah.
And they knew how to work with these energies and were trained for the purposes of not sex, but for the purposes of helping to bring a unity consciousness in a higher consciousness and vibration, which is actually what Mary Magdalene did with Jesus, with Yeshua. Mm-hmm. That was part of the plan, because men don't normally carry as high a frequency normally. We as women actually carry more energy, and we kind of naturally carry a higher frequency than men, because our cells contain the spiritual connection, because we're the yin energy and we are the receivers, and the men, you know, are the yang energy. They're going out. We're the ones coming in. And the truth is that men were afraid you know, somewhere in the psyche of the male consciousness, and this was some information I got channeled today because I was asking about this, is that this is why they wanted to shut down women. They wanted to repress our energy, repress our wombs, literally, because they were afraid they were going to become extinct if they allowed women to come back into their full power, because they knew that we as women, that we carry these powerful connections to Mother Earth and to all the creation codes. Mm-hmm. We are the ones who bring forth the energy and the light structures to birth, you know, not just babies, but to birth new life, new forms on the planet. And so, you know, even saints and mystics, you would be shocked that who knew this knowledge and yet they still wanted to repress it. They wanted to try to control it. But it's not an energy that's controllable. And that's where some of the fear comes in even today, because even if I say the word wild feminine, it may bring up some fear within you because you're recalling a past lifetime as a goddess where, you know, the energy is not controllable. The energy is mysterious. The energy is powerful and not controllable, nor is it supposed to be kind of controllable from the left brain's perspective.
So I can hear you. Heather can't hear. She said the sound is gone. So Heather, you might want to just go out and come back in because I can hear Laura, and other people can hear us as well, right? Just write in the chat, let us know. Okay. Yeah. I think we're good. Yeah. So, wow. I mean, this is such a topic for me that I never know what to ask because I feel like it's a huge, huge, huge topic. And I don't know how to navigate it myself. You know, to be honest, I don't know how to navigate it myself. And when I think about, you know, the divine feminine, the womb energy, you know, I just want to like, I don't know, kind of like run for the hills, you know? So is it like, am I afraid of my own power or am I afraid that, okay, if I tap into that power, what's going to happen?
Yes, that's it. What you just said, if I tap into this power and I fully open the gateways of this energy, what is going to happen? And that can really bring up a lot of fear for us as women because of what happened in the past and how we were, you know, all the persecution that happened when we tried to use our voice, because there are, there's actually three gates to opening the womb. And so the three kind of gates that that we work on before we can open up the fourth gate, which is the womb. And when the womb opens, it opens actually the gateway to the higher chakras. So first we have to heal our root chakra, right? And our root chakra is a lot about, you know, the survival and ancestry and all of those sort of patterns.
Yeah.
So we have to heal our root chakra. It's vitally important to grounding. And then we also have to heal the solar plexus because that's about, you know, balance, right? Between the yin and the yang, the male and the female, our ego power and our spiritual power. So that's the second lock. And then the third lock is actually our throat chakra. Mm-hmm. And that one right there is one that a lot of women that I work with have a lot of trauma around because our energies were so suppressed. And a lot of times we were not even, you know, if we tried to speak up, you know, we were, you know, slapped back down and told to be silent. And, you know,
even so in this lifetime,
even in this lifetime, yes. You know, verbal abuse, mental abuse, and then physical abuse, sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So it's very real for us as women because when you're healing your womb, you're not only healing that your womb for yourself and your ancestry, you are also healing for the collective feminine. So think about that for just a minute. Mm-hmm. All the issues out there and the collective feminine are in there, you know, inside the trauma of the collective womb. Then there's a collective womb consciousness as well, tied to Mother Earth's consciousness. And so when you think about that, you think, wow, I mean, that can be huge, right? That can be scary. I know that I was actually in my own healing journey back probably the last quarter of last year and probably for the last year, I was working a lot on opening up my womb. And she kept showing up as my my healer, right? And she said, you know, she was in fear. She was in fear of opening up her womb because of, she remembered the past lifetimes of persecution. And also, I knew inside of me that once you open the gateway, there's no turning back. Mm-hmm. There's no turning back. Once you open that gateway of flow, of feminine power, you can't shut it off. It's not like you can just shut it down. And so I worked on it, and I was, you know, able to get through it because I wanted to get through it. I wanted to heal that. And I don't regret it at all because it's, you know, it's powerful to live from this place, to begin to live from this place. And as these powerful energies are coming back on the planet now, we, you know, you may have heard the Dalai Lama talking about how Western women are going to take back the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's going to save the world. The Western exactly. woman's going to save the world. Yeah.
That's it. Well, and so what was so cool was that Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary shared with me about a month ago, how we're taking back the world is through our wombs. Mm-hmm. So awakening our wombs, healing our wombs, taking back our wombs, beginning to live from balanced power and living from our divine womb blueprint. This is how we're going to take back the world because this is the most powerful place that we can bring in and birth. You know, birth the new realities of bringing in heaven on earth, literally. And however that puzzle piece shows up for us, or whatever, you know, the desire that's on your heart that you want to bring forth right into the world. I mean, that's very real for women. And very, very true. And this is what's going to start to happen. I really think we're going to begin to see this unfolding more in 2020, in the next 13 years. This is where we're going to see the really big changes coming through. And we as women, we're being prepared for this right now. We are being prepared, and it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
I know that for myself, this is something I have to do, and I cannot ignore it. And, you know, it's... because, you know, as I think about this and, you know, just about all the stuff in this lifetime that's happened with my womb. And it's funny because it's like my daughter, you know, who was born after the majority of the bad stuff happened. She is also experiencing issues, you know, and it's like, so what, she's just taken on my stuff and this, and it, you know, so it's like, she's getting better. She's better than me, but you know, she's quicker, she's smarter. But it's still like, you know, as I'm even talking about it, I'm feeling a lot of energy coming up, you know. And you're right, it was around the throat chakra for me. You know, it's that fear of being killed again, you know, because I've been hung, I've been strangled, I've been like, my head's been chopped off in other lifetimes, but in this lifetime alone, almost like strangled, right? And right. and not being able to talk. And that was, but you know, so it's like, yeah. And, but it's something that it's still, you know, but I don't want to be turned into like one of those feminists, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want that. That's not me. I'm not a feminist. I'm not a radical. I'm not going to suddenly going to protest and things like that. That's not me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I also don't want to do the whole, kumbaya stuff, you know, with women dancing around a fire. That's not me. You know,
right.
When I think about the divine feminine and rebirthing the womb and all that's the kind of stuff that's comes up in my head, it might be silly. And somebody please tell me that that's coming up for you guys too. I don't want to be the only one.
Yeah. And that's good. I mean, that's fine that's coming up because you're just clarifying, you know, that's not you, that's not your authentic you. Right. Yeah. And of course, we all know that it doesn't matter whether we're female or a male, we all have feminine energy, we all have masculine energy, right? Because those are just the qualities of Divine Mother and Divine Father that we have within our blueprint. So you just want to, you know, really to be true to you. You know, mm-hmm. all that the universe is asking us to be is true to ourselves and to activate our authentic blueprint and how that shows up. And that doesn't mean that we you know, give away to a conditioning or an expectation of the world on us or anything like that. No, you don't have to be out there marching in the streets, you know, but if that's not your thing, that's not your thing. It's not my thing, you know, I mean, it's not my thing. And so I think it's important to remember that, you know, in midst of all of this, it's important to be your authentic self, because to try not to be your authentic self is you're not going to be in the energy of your power and your soul light. You've got to anchor your soul light. You've got to anchor your blueprint. We just need to focus on any of the obstacles in the way. And it's interesting because one of the things I learned is I'm rather new to this work, Alara, as you know. It's only been coming in my consciousness for the last maybe 2 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was interesting to me is I've always struggled with having a monkey mind. I have a pretty strong left brain in my own family genetics. And the cool thing is that the more that you can heal your wound, we actually carry those thought patterns in our wounds. You know, we're not, I've always thought of it as more of a mental thing or an emotional thing, mm-hmm. but actually what's really true is they actually were carrying all of this in our wombs because that's where our creation center is a woman. Right. And so as we identify those patterns, release those patterns, we create more space, literally. And when I use the word space, I'm talking about unconditional love, because the energy of divine feminine is unconditional love. It is unconditional love. It is a fiery energy, but it is an unconditional love. And the more we clear these patterns, the more quiet your mind becomes, the more space or more love that you're actually bringing into your mental, your emotional, or physical, your whole body, to the point of where the goal is to get to what they call the black light. And the black light is like the void of the Great Mother. It is the space from which all things of, you know, the no thing comes out of. And in order to get to that, what's interesting from what I'm learning is that we have to release the fear of death. So our greatest fear, because this is an egoic, right, from our ego, mm-hmm. and the ego is greatest fear is the fear of death. And so once you can release that fear, you can unlock, you know, that's like the final key, almost to unlock your womb space, to completely just, and then you just come completely kind of immersed in this beautiful watery place of unconditional love. And then source can come through you through that divine blueprint.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what I want. You know, I just want to be able to access all of me, right? And yes. Access the energies of the Divine Mother, who I'm already, you know, working with, you know, the energies of the Divine Feminine, Divine Mother. And at the same time, I don't want those limitations, those stories anymore, you know, that history. I want that, all that to be healed and not be something that is in the way of me truly expressing myself authentically and serving.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. And all those stories and all those voices, you know, because, where we hear our deepest voice is in our womb. And so, but we may be hearing other voices. We may have other people's, you know, a critical voice or a judgmental voice that are not even it's not our authentic energy. It could be a parent. It could have been a friend. It could have been a coworker. Mm-hmm. And we, because we're so naturally almost empathic, we can pull in all of these other frequencies and energies and patterns and voices, right, that are not ours. And so, you know, we can go in there and we can begin to clear, you know, those energies out. And that's where the healthy boundaries come back in, to really creating healthy boundaries around our womb space and taking back our power, taking back, you know, and coming into our authentic energy and releasing all those other energies or cutting cords and attachments of other people, literally coming in. And this there's actually an exercise that I led my group through. It was very powerful to look at who's in your womb. And it's quite amazing, you know, because you don't really think about that. We, you know, we're not really, you know, we kind of disconnected from the womb in our society. You know, Mary Magdalene was the head of a womb religion. I mean, Mary Magdalene's energies are the energies of fire, creation. They go back to the beginning of this earth. Mm-hmm. And the original religion on the earth was a womb religion. It was the yoni. It was the womb. And it was, you know, revered and honored and respected because it's what brought forth life. When, you know, when we were in balance at that time. And now, you know, in our modern society, we've kind of disconnected from the power of the womb. And we kind of think of it, oh, it's for birthing babies. And, but, you know, we don't really think about it, you know, much past that. So we just kind of like, that's how we've been conditioned. So I think that, you know, and the other key also is we actually have a heart in our womb space, and we actually have a womb in our heart. Yeah. we actually have a heart in our womb, and there's a womb actually in our heart. And these actually are meant to align and work together. And that's where we unlock, you know, the root chakra, mm-hmm. which is, you know, our how we ground into Mother Earth and receive nurturance. And then we unlock our power center and our throat center. Then we can begin to align the womb and the heart together. They begin to work together. So you can think of it like the river is like the water flowing, mm-hmm. okay? And then the womb is kind of like the banks of our, you know, the banks of the river. It holds the form or the structure for the rivers, the waters to flow through, but they work together in unison. And as the you fill your womb space, or as you heal your womb space, then this enables the heart to be able to feel like it can actually open and open more and actually fully bloom into a multidimensional heart, you know, into deeper layers, because it's got this womb that's holding it here, grounded into Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. So all of this works together, and part of our meditation today is going to be to help you to begin to connect in with that womb heart flow and begin to open with that, because it's really vital for us to get to that point as well and be yeah. able to feel this flow.
Yeah. And, you know, and be in the, be out of the resistance, you know? So it's like, you know, for some of us, we still have that resistance, you know? So Danute is asking, what happens to a woman when the womb is removed because of illness?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. We always have an etheric body. So our etheric body is a body double to the physical body. So even if you've had your womb removed, you know, from the physical, it doesn't make any difference. You still have that creative womb center. In fact, that creative womb center actually sits about 4 inches in front of our womb. That's where we have our energetic, I call it creative conscious womb. And so you still have that. You still have all your mm-hmm. creative power and ability to heal, even if you've had hysterectomy, or you've had maybe even your ovaries removed, or any of your, you know, female organs. You still have them in the etheric body double.
And so, and what if you're in, you know, menopause, now there's no more flow, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. Yeah. Well, we don't have the menstrual flow anymore, right? We, mm-hmm. you know, that stops. However, we still have the energetic components and the creative components, and this becomes even more powerful in a way. And so again, that flow of the womb heart and being grounded into Mother Earth, we tap into the womb wisdom. Mm-hmm. When we get passed into the menopause, we kind of, you know, we move beyond the stage to birth babies, but it doesn't mean that we, you know, are less than, you know, for that. Actually, we actually are birthing into a deeper womb, into healing our wombs at that point, and focusing on that to bring in our womb wisdom, to tap into our womb wisdom. Because now we have even all of our energy can go to creation. Because when you're menstruating and you can have babies, then, you know, your energy is, you know, more or less there and aligned for birthing a baby. Mm-hmm. Now we just focus on, when we move past that, birthing new realities, you know, birthing the life of our choosing, you know, birthing what, you know, we've always wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
That's where we bring our creative energy and flow to.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And you know, because it's, you know, it you know, just, I mean, for myself, even as I'm talking, I can't even verbalize the question or anything at the moment, but that creative power, right, is what creates this whole reality, this whole universe and the galaxies and everything. It's that energy is what we're tapping into when we're tapping into the womb wisdom and the womb energy, right?
Yes, we're tapping into the wisdom of Mother Earth because we're working with her magnetic energy. So, you know, we're not just, we talk a lot about, you know, the Father Sky energy and the energy of heaven, which is electric energy. And electric energy, you know, we get the divine ideas, mm-hmm. and it is part of the creative force. However, when we begin to pull that energy down, we also want to tap into pulling the magnetic energy up, you know, into the root chakra, into our bodies. And then we want to pull that energy up into, that's the feminine energy from Mother Earth, the magnetic energy. And the electric energy is the masculine energy. But we do bring both into balance and that womb center. And that's where we begin to work with, you know, balancing our feminine and our masculine energies. Mm. Because the frequency of the divine feminine is the unconditional love. That is the magnetic energy. So yes, we begin to work with those energies, and that begins to, we bring it into balance, and we mm-hmm. begin to then open up. It's like a flowering within our womb. It's like a flowering of our womb that we then begin to can operate from our divine blueprint, our perfected divine blueprint. And to really live more in the state of wholeness and not living, you know, from the stories, not living from the patterns, not living from a scattered place or an ungrounded place.
Right.
And this is where we're going. I mean, this is where we as women, this is where we're being led to heal our wombs. And that's why all this, you know, truth had to come out about all the sexual abuse, as painful as it's been for us as women, part of that was for the healing to, you know, so that it could be recognized. And yes, mm-hmm. It's for men as well. Of course, it's absolutely for men, women, children, for all of us, you know, because we may be women in this lifetime, but you know, we were men too in previous lifetimes.
And vice versa.
Absolutely. So yeah. It is for everyone. It's for everyone. Absolutely. It's just the process of how the healing is happening. We have to bring in and anchor in this feminine vibration of unconditional love, which then creates the container for the healing to occur mm-hmm. for women, for men, for everybody, because the men, their structure is not that way, because they're the yang energy, you know, because we have the yin energy, then this is just the way the universe has structured for it to work.
So I want to talk a little bit about the priestess energy. So a lot of people or a lot of the women that would be attracted to this type of work are probably priestesses from the past, right?
Yes, could be, absolutely. There was actually... priestess, womb priestess, and you could call Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary womb priestesses, because they were taught in the mystery school of Isis all about the womb, how to care for the womb, how to bless the womb, how to live from the womb. They were taught about the yoni and how to care for the yoni. And so they actually, you could call them womb priestesses, because they were experts in understanding the power of the womb, mm-hmm. you know, the creative mystery of the womb. They were very, you know, very grounded women. You know, of course they didn't have all the modern technologies that we have today, but they did have this very secret knowledge of how to work with these codes, even these codes of light, which are part of the blueprint for every woman on the earth. We carry those sacred creation codes in our wombs. And so, you know, they knew how to work with these. And also did the druids, the priestess druids of Ireland, We're also, you know, and probably other cultures as well. So if you've had this sort of experience, you know, or you're drawn to this type of work, I would say right now, then yes, I would say more than likely you did this type of work in the past. You know, you may have called yourself a shaman or a medicine woman or whatever, but absolutely.
Yeah. So you know, more and more of us are, you know, starting to tap into that, starting to be our authentic selves. And part of that is being the priestesses, being the masters that we truly are and have been, you know, in the past. And now we're like, it's time to own that again, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I mean, I don't know, you know, if your listeners know this, but actually Mother Earth was the first healer. So Mother Earth herself was the first healer. And then women, you know, we came first before men. I know that sounds kind of weird, but we biologically were created. I guess the female's body was created first. Mm. And this is based on archaeology.
I was going to say, not according to the Bible.
Right. Not according to the Bible. No, don't look at that as the source. But we, you know, I think we carry, you know, the men carry one more chromosome or something like that is the difference in the DNA. But we were the original shamanic healers, not men. We came first. Mm-hmm. And then later, you know, men came and were learning how to be healers, you know, later. But we were the ones who were the original healers. And we're returning that. You know, we're actually returning to that now. Our healer archetypes, our priestess archetypes are being reactivated now. And also, along with that, the sacred circles are coming back. And this is something that's also been coming into my awareness for the last couple of years, because when women come together in a circle, there's a lot of magical things that can happen, a lot of miracles, a lot of healing, because our wombs actually talk to each other. And so, for example, when one woman has really anchored the divine feminine frequency in her womb, and then other women come into the, you know, parameter of that, right, just like the aura, you know, the impact of the aura, then other women's wombs can be reactivated to that divine feminine frequency. And this was actually part of the reason I was being sent to France, is because of the area there is like a womb center, and there's such a concentration of the Venus energy of unconditional love being, you know, just in the portal of that planet, of that part of the planet. Then when you go there and you focus your intention on it, you can receive that. You can receive that energy. And it can activate that divine feminine frequency within your womb. And then as you come into contact with other women, your womb is now helping to activate that woman's divine feminine. So these circles, I think you're going to hear more about them. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a rising up of women around the world in many, many countries and cultures. And together, as we come back in circle, this will empower us back into remembering our sisterhood and our heritage. And this is going to help us to really strengthen, you know, our bonding and give us a lot of, you know, courage and strength and unity to stand together. This is what's going to help us to stand together against any force of resistance or fear or, you know, other changes that we're likely to see in the coming years.
Awesome. So Caroline was just saying, I attend Sacred Women's Circle monthly and she loves it.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah. That's good. Awesome.
And so, you know, let's say that we are resonating with this. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Go ahead. Ricky has a question. You want to unmute yourself, Ricky? Or I can unmute you, maybe. Let me see. No, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I love this conversation. I had this image the other day in a meditation, so this was perfect. It was about being in the universal womb as myself, impregnated with myself, and seeing other women in that same situation.
Wow.
What could that possibly be?
Yeah.
I didn't get the understanding.
It's like you're carrying a seed. It's like your womb, you're impregnated with a seed. A seed is a thought, a divine idea, a divine passion or inspiration. And so what was happening is you were kind of consciously connecting to that, because it's actually growing inside of you to be birthed into the world. So as you were seeing and connecting to other women, it feels like they have a connection with you in some way that's going to transpire, either consciously or not consciously. They could be, part of your soul group. We travel in soul groups. And so when we have these big missions, we share the missions together and we anchor in where we're put, right? Wherever we're living or wherever we're at. And sometimes we consciously meet the other, part of our soul group, and sometimes we don't. And so our multidimensional part of us is always, our soul is always in consciously contact with our guides and with the mission. So that's what it feels like for you, is that, there was a conscious remembering or awakening of, at some level, it may not be fully in your conscious yet, but you were definitely being activated. That seed was being activated within your womb. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
So exciting. Congratulations. That's exciting.
And continue to ask, okay, what else do I need to know about this? Right? Just continue to ask questions about it. What else do I need to know about this? Is there something I need to do or not? You may not, but what else do I need to know?
Right. Journaling and meditation is really the keys to getting more clear about the messages that want to come in.
Yeah.
Really awesome. Important.
So Joanne has a follow-up question to that. She said, I had a dream 2 nights ago of 2 large and healthy ovaries. So is that in keeping with what you just explained to Ricky?
Wow, that's cool. So let me just tap into that. That just means that our ovaries are like, they're giving me the word like fertilizers or something, like fertilization for the egg and for the next step in the process. So you seem to be even one step kind of, not ahead of Ricky, but in the process, like your ovaries are being primed and pumped for a creative manifestation to bloom through you, through your womb. So that's very exciting. I love that.
That's cool.
That is cool. Like, I see a lot of lime green energy, which is like, lime green usually to me means growth. Mm. A lot of growth energy in and around your womb and your life. So be prepared for that to show up in good ways, and just keep your focus on manifesting, the highest. We always want to keep our manifestation on focusing the highest good for ourselves and everyone else. You want to keep your intention as pure as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really important. We're not perfect. I'm not saying to be perfect. We're human. But what I'm saying is that you just set that clear intention. And every day, if you just say a few words around that to keep you on that path of light, it will keep you. It's so powerful. It will keep you right on track. It really will. It will serve you well, whatever your words are.
Awesome. Thank you. And yes, Ricky, we definitely are magic creators. Absolutely. Every single one of us.
Absolutely. And men are creators too, but they don't have wounds. They have Dantian. Dantian is the area at the second chakra. Mm-hmm. And they pull energy in, they pull solar energy in. But there's also the Hora line. The Hora line, connects us to that bridge of light. And this is also part of the ascension process as well for all of us. And they work from that as well. Men work from the Hara and the Dantian. And we should be living from our Hara as well. It's just bringing that focus of power from the head down to the heart and down into the womb, because the womb for us as women is where we gain our most strength, our most power, our most stability, our most creative portal.
So is our clear cognizance coming from the womb then?
That's a good, I think it's more the body. I think it's more the body than the womb is what I get. But our most clearest voice, our most truest inner voice is actually from the womb. A lot of times we may hear, think it's coming from the head or even the heart or even outside of us, but actually it's coming deep, deep, deep within the well of our womb, actually. Yeah.
Thank you. I would never have thought to ask the question like that. So thank you for that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about as well how we can become master manifestors, of heaven on earth. So for me, it's like, okay, so why do we need to, connect back to our room? Why do we need to, how is that going to help us now in this lifetime, to create our lives?
Well, as empaths, we have the capacity to heal our hearts and heal our wombs. We have the abilities to do this. We have the sacred knowledge and the wisdom that's there, that once we tap into that blueprint, it just begins to flower and open. Mm-hmm. But it's actually crucial to the success of us moving into the fifth dimension, because the energy is coming in, but the energy is coming into the grids, into the planet, and, raising the frequency in the grids, right, in Mother Earth. But in order to manifest, heaven on earth, or in order to actually bring humanity into the next golden age of peace, we have to embody this within these physical bodies, right?
Right.
Because that's how we manifest it into form. All of our manifestations are through the body. Yeah. You as a soul or a spirit, if you didn't have this body, of course you would, not be here, but I mean the obvious, but you the more that you're grounded, the more that you're anchored, your light, I call it your soul light, into your body, the more of a powerful manifester you're going to be. That is why grounding is so important. And also, let me just say too, that your womb space can hold a tremendous amount of light. Okay. It's like this, I don't know, they're just showing me like, it's almost like it's the ocean, mm-hmm. We know how vast and deep the ocean is. Well, you can think of your womb as like the ocean. It's just this vast and deep, void, if you will, of space, of unconditional love and light. And so the more that you can bring the focus to the womb, clear the patterns, you're going to be able to hold more light. As you hold more light, you're going to be able to manifest more mm-hmm. into your life of what you want, of what you're here to manifest.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Does that totally. Make sense? Yeah.
Totally makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do the meditation, because I don't want to forget this, this time and run out of time. Because I think that'll be really interesting to experience. I'm assuming we're going to experience the womb energies, right?
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, let's do that then. And we'll just invite everybody to just begin by finding yourself in a comfortable position. You can be sitting down. If you're sitting down on a chair, just, place your feet gently on the earth. You can be sitting cross-legged. Just want to come into a very soft and relaxed, upright posture. You can be laying down, whatever's most comfortable for you. And I want you to just tap into your imagination. As you tap into your imagination, see yourself walking into a meadow of beautiful green grass. The grass is so soft and loving and nurturing. And you just feel like you're melting into the arms of Mother Earth. You're just so relaxed. You can just let everything go. And now you begin to notice that you're surrounded by these very large oak trees, these beautiful protective trees that are strong and their roots run deep into Mother Earth. You sense their loving energies now reaching out to connect with you. You begin to feel these roots. They begin to connect with the bottom of your feet, rising up your feet, coming up into your legs, coming up into your hips, coming underneath your bottom and up your back, all the way up, like forming this beautiful chair, this chair of roots that are holding you in this place of unconditional love and softness. And you're just allowing all of your burdens and dense energies to just float away as you relax fully into this chair of nature. Now you begin to hear a soft flowing stream of water in the distance. This water begins to move in and through you, clearing and cleansing you of all energies that are not yours. You begin to sense, even on a new level, the loving energy, the loving unconditional energy of Mother Nature all around you. As you begin to tap into birds chirping to the soft blowing breezes now touching your face. You now begin to relax your face, relaxing your shoulders, dropping into this deeper connection with Mother Earth, just allowing her to nurture you and support you in ways that you've perhaps never felt or experienced before. Just opening to receive all of her loving energies. Now, placing your hands on your heart, just bring your awareness to your breath. Begin to notice a natural rhythm of your own holy breath. Breathing in deeply, aligning with the pulse of the universe, breathing in and breathing out. And now inhaling the peaceful and loving energies of Divine Mother and Divine Father. Breathing in the essence of the Holy Spirit. And on the exhale, just releasing out all dense energies of anxiety or stress or dis-ease. Releasing these energies with ease and grace into the loving arms of Mother Earth to be recycled. And now coming back and opening your sacred heart, just bringing your attention to your high heart. Begin to create a perfect trinity of divine unconditional love. Just say to yourself, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. As you say it from your place of divine authority, you begin to feel the light of your I Am presence flowing down from the highest heavens into the top of your crown chakra, down into your third eye, down through the throat, expanding your high heart and thymus into your physical heart and heart walls. Now opening the stargate of Divine Mother's and Divine Father's love, flowing forth through your multidimensional sacred heart. This energy now begins to open up your heart womb. It begins to ignite and bring this beautiful energetic place and space into alignment with the womb heart of Divine Sophia, Mother God. Begin to enter into her field of unconditional love. The origin of infinite magical possibilities in the zero point field out of which all of life, all of creation came out of the cosmic egg, out of Divine Mother. You feel these energies continue to move downward as you begin to feel these energies moving down your body, down your chakras. You feel her deep magnetic pull of your own feminine crown center flowing out from your own holy womb. As you bring your awareness here to your womb, begin to breathe more deeply. Begin to just notice the natural rhythm in your womb as it aligns with the rhythm of Mother Earth, inhaling and exhaling her rich, creative, dark, energetic flow. Just allow yourself to gently bring your energy into the center of your womb. Continue to breathe for a few more moments, placing all of your awareness on this portal of creative flow. You may sense it as a spiral or a tunnel or a star or a flower or however it's showing up for you. Just allow it to present itself to you. And now begin to ask yourself these questions. How do I really feel about my physical creative womb center? Do I have feelings of purity and openness, flowering and beauty and innocence? Or do I feel ignored and dirty, shameful, ugly, hurt, closed, or even hidden? Whatever your feelings are, just allow yourself a moment to allow these energies to come up. Allow your womb to open and allow these energies to come forth. As you allow your repressed feelings to come forward, this is your emotional and psychic well. Your womb is how you are currently magnetizing every creation into your life. And so just take a moment to really allow that to sink in, the power of that statement and the power that you possess. And now take a moment to ask Divine Mother, ask your womb if she has any messages she wishes to share with you. In our current world paradigm, the heart has been separated from the mother womb, devoiding our creative powers of love. Our power has not been connected to our heart, giving birth to suffering and pain, and cutting us off from the wisdom of our spirit. Your womb has a heart space, just as your heart has a womb space. There's a magical umbilical cord of light that connects them together. A divine intelligence manifests through your heart womb. They unite together in sacred union like twin halves of the masculine and feminine qualities found in the blueprint of creation and your own soul blueprint. As you begin to merge your heart and womb, it begins to bring back vital power of your life force. You begin to feel this life force pulsing in and through you again. You begin to claim back your pure sexual energy. You begin to bring in the frequency of unconditional love and pure consciousness flowing and pulsing throughout your body. This is where you are experiencing your heart and womb now becoming united. Together, they're now birthing a new energy and power of love into your life. And then into the new earth. Now, as your perfected blueprint of your innocence and true human nature begins to flower, you begin to feel this deep within, this truth, this knowledge. You begin to claim it back. This is the key to your healing within the primordial wisdom of your womb, in the cosmic womb of all creation. And as you now remember, and as now you hold the key to activate, and you are activating the sacred feminine essence and divine blueprint within your own personal womb, you are now restored to the throne of your own personal power. You now begin to experience this flow within your body, moving out through the womb into all the cells of your body, you begin to experience this deep-rooted place of safety within the magnificent flow of infinite love energy now flowing out of the womb of Divine Mother Sophia God in and through your womb. You now begin to connect with the codes of consciousness of light stored not only within your body, but in the plants, the animals, the oceans, the rivers, the rocks, and the minerals, the mountains and the crystals, who are all part of holding the codes of light. You begin to allow them to merge their consciousness again with you, and you with them. And together we rise with the elementals. We rise with our body. As we open these portals of light on the new earth, we become the bringers of heaven to earth. And now, keeping your hand on your heart and keeping a hand on your womb, you begin to feel more deeply into this natural flow of your heart womb and womb heart. You begin to hear the voice of Divine Mother calling you home, calling you back into her cosmic womb of divine love. Your heart pulses with excitement and anticipation of your complete divine union with your inner and outer twin flame lover. And now, taking a moment, just set your intention for this beautiful energy now flowing in and through your body and your womb and to your cells and your organs to now heal any conscious or unconscious blockages you may still be carrying, any patterns, any cords or attachments, any energies that are not yours. And with your attention, we now heal those from your physical heart or your womb, so that we can now open you up completely and open you up to more of this natural flow of love energy now moving along this magical cord of light between your heart and your womb. You now set your intention to open and receive the healing frequencies of sound and light for your highest good and the highest good of those connected to you. And we ask that this light language transmission of love and healing be offered to you and to anyone on Gaia today who would like to receive it for themselves. Any woman, conscious or unconscious, we're all connected through the collective feminine womb. And we're all connected to the womb of Gaia and to the cosmic womb. We ask for this healing. Nyaya, 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 nyaya. Aka, aka, and so be it, so it is. Amen. And now, just taking a moment to just give thanks to Mother Earth, to give thanks to the Cosmic Mother, the Grandmother, to give thanks to all that's brought us together, to all that's brought us to this point in this knowledge today, for all the healing from all of our ascended divine light teams and angels and archangels, for all of the assistance and love from the white sisterhood and the white brotherhood, the Sophia dragons, and all of the beings of love and light that are here supporting us now. We give thanks and we honor and respect every woman's womb, and we respect every man. and we respect all of life, and so be it, and so it is. Amen. 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 So be it. Whew. So everyone just come back, but take your time.
Slowly, slowly, slowly coming back. Wow. How's everybody doing? That was intense. That was really powerful. Wow.
I think that was the most powerful light language transmission I've given in a while. And today, instead of coming on my computer with my headset, I decided I needed to be on my phone with this new light ring. So it's a good thing I didn't have my headset on. It's like, wow, that was like, whoa, that came up from the depths of my womb. Literally, I think it was like, wow.
Yeah, that was so powerful. Ricky says amazing. Renetta says, wow, it was awesome. Joanne says, thank you. Still moving within me. Danuta says it was great and really powerful. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know. Caroline says, holy wow, that was powerful. I can barely see. I felt the heartbeats from heart to womb, and I saw much releasing and gentleness, and then poof, all throughout time, space, as we ended. Really wow.
Wow. Awesome. I'm so glad everyone's getting a good experience. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm still slowly coming back. It's like I can't even focus yet. Lisa says, very, very powerful. Still feeling this pretty strong. Yep. Ditto.
Yeah, the waves are I feel the pulsation of the waves going out like that, moving out. So, yeah, I wouldn't do anything after this call. I would probably take a little bit of downtime to just kind of get grounded in the body and drink a lot of water after this to let all of this kind of continue.
Definitely, definitely. Whew. So anybody have any questions? Because we still have to talk about the special offer. It's like, I hope you can talk, Laura, because, you know, I'm not sure I could.
Okay.
Right? So, Claudia, did you have a question? No. Okay. Joanne has a question. Go ahead, Joanne. Just unmute yourself if you want, or you can type in the box. There she is. Oh, there you are.
Hold on. Yeah, my question is in terms of what you were discussing before, the fear of power. What if some of that fear has to do with if we were powerful and did not use it in a proper way in a past life?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there is that too, where we did misuse the power, and that may have even come about in a lifetime that perhaps we weren't women, we were men, mm-hmm. Because we've all been both, you know, we played both roles, and so if we came into this lifetime as a man, then, you know, we may have been even working, you know, with the forces of trying to repress that power or misuse that power. And certainly, you know, we find evidence of how that power is still being misused today. Right. However, if that happened in one of our previous incarnations and previous lifetimes, and I actually had a lifetime that happened that I also had participated in that, and I just did a lot of forgiveness work around it to forgive myself, but because also, you know, there is no judgment around any of this, and this was all a grand experiment anyway on the earth plane, or at least this is my belief and what I've been, you know, my truth in a sense, in that there is no judgment, and through all of that, even misuse of power and control, we learned great lessons of, you know, of what the impact of that was, you know, on this earth plane, through the law of cause and effect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that would have taught you important lessons. And now that you're bringing it up, it's just time for you to forgive and let it go so that you can release that barrier so that you, because you're meant here, you know, your lifetime here as a woman, you're meant to heal. You're meant to heal your womb and take back your power. But now you won't misuse the power because you live the consequences of what that felt like, including, you know, including the abuse of power that we see today towards women and men and children. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you even asking the question, you've already begun to dissolve that. And it's really just, I just see it as a little thin barrier. It's not that, you know, big a deal.
Now, I've been doing a lot of transmutation work on it.
Okay.
But 10 years ago, I was in France, and I was in the cave of Mary Magdalene.
Oh, cool. It was
amazing, amazing, amazing.
Which cave were you in? At St. Baume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Quite a place.
Yeah, quite a place. Very magical. Yes. Cool. That is amazing. Well, you're doing amazing. All your work that you've been doing is really paying off. Your womb is getting clearer and clearer and clearer. So I think you're going to have a breakthrough here.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing and for the process today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. Yay. All right. Anybody else have a question or comment or feedback coming up, coming through? Because, you know. Oh my goodness. Okay, if not, then let's talk about the special offer. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Laura. alara.at/show/Laura. All right, and I'm going to bring it up on the screen so that we can show it. Just easier sometimes.
Oh, good.
Second, where is it? This one, nope, wrong one. Hold on 1 second. This one, okay. Do-do-do. Share screen. There we go. All right, so this is, it's the same offer as we had in May, but you know, maybe we want to talk about it a little bit more, Laura. So there's two packages, A and B. And go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually trying to find it on my screen here.
Because you're on the phone.
It's kind of small, but I think I can go from memory pretty well. But the package A is it's a divine feminine class. So it introduces you to four divine feminine masters, ascended masters. It's a 4-week class. It's all been pre-recorded with audio, and I believe this one has slides with it. The first week, you work with the energies of Mary Magdalene. So you work with Mary Magdalene around the energy of unconditional love. And then there is a PDF that you receive mm-hmm. that gives you kind of like a home. You know, there's like questions that you like doing deep inquiry work with Mary Magdalene. So you'll work with Mary Magdalene directly for a week, doing a deep dive on the inquiry questions. And then the second week, I believe is the energy. I believe it's
Kuan Yin.
Is it Kuan Yin? Okay, Kuan Yin. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that week is all about working with Kuan Yin and working around any energies, releasing and doing healing energy work around forgiveness, unforgiveness, energies of resentment. Mm-hmm. And again, each week there is channeled information from each of these masters that's included. There's also a meditation in each class. In Kuan Yin, though, there actually is a special audio meditation with light language and a forgiveness process for that week. Mm-hmm. Again, okay, and then the third week, I think we come to, is it Green Tara?
Yeah, that's right, Green Tara.
Green Tara, okay. And she's working with you about working around delegation. Because a lot of times as women and as light workers, you know, we take on a lot of tasks and responsibilities. So she works with you around the energy of bringing into balance, delegating some tasks and not continuing to do everything yourself. and there's a meditation that week. And then the last is Mother Mary. Mm-hmm. And Mother Mary is all about miracles and expanding your faith. So again, there's a meditation, a channeled meditation for Mother Mary, and a process, and then, you know, sitting at your altar is what I recommend, and, you know, working with her energies, or all the master's energies. So you're getting to know them at a deeper level and working with them. And I've had really good feedback on this class. It was a great class to create. And it's kind of a beginning class to get to know the divine feminine energies.
And then there's some bonuses.
I think I have how to create an altar space.
Yep.
On there, PDF. So you can set up your altar in your home.
And then there's a Golden Heart Womb Activation Healing Audio.
Yes, the Golden Womb, which is similar to what we did today. And that's a bonus. So you'll have that. You can continue to use that at home. And you continue on activating that heart womb activation.
And then there's a live 90-minute group healing Q&A call.
Yes, that's correct. I'll schedule that and I'll send that information to you. For everyone who gets package A and package B, we'll do a live call where I'll bring in the energies of Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, and we'll do a womb blessing, a womb clearing, and I can't quite read what the other one was, but
a womb awakening ritual.
Okay, awakening ritual, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that for package A, and then for package B, you can get an individual session with me, and you can have your choice on what you'd like to do in that session. Of course, we can do some womb work in that session. I'm also offering the 7-ray angelic activation, because I do that as well, which is just the activation of the 7-ray angelic rays of God, you know, bringing you into your rainbow body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another choice, or, you know, it's your time, we can do something else. So I'm open and flexible, you know, with what people want to do with that time.
Awesome. And package B includes everything in package A.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then there's some information here about the 7 rays of the angelic light, just so that you have some information about it. So right. Yeah, take a look, see which package resonates with you, A or B, especially if you're being really called to work with the divine feminine energies, or the divine mother, or the womb, you know, just take a look at that and see which one, you know, resonates. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
I know, I got the little error. Your internet connection is unstable. It's like, how is that possible? It's not. It can't be me.
I couldn't hear you for a moment. I don't know if that was you or me, Alara, but I just wanted to add, for the people who get individual sessions with me,
mm-hmm.
I also record the session so that you have a copy of the session. You can download, you know, keep that. And I don't cut people off, you know, for a session. If, you know, I'll spend time with you as much as needed, and your guides are bringing through whatever you need. So.
Awesome. Beautiful. Thank you. And you're so, welcome. Let me just go back. I wanted to just make sure that we covered everything that we said we were going to, or sometimes I have questions, right? It's like, okay, what else is coming up that, you know, would be interesting to, learn about, find out about. So, you know, so the divine mother, the divine feminine, when you were tapping into the call today, was there a general or specific message for all of us who are listening or watching now or later?
Let's do that now. And let me just tap in. So I'm actually hearing from Mother Mary, and she's saying that all women are being called to return to their priestess goddess heritage and to heal and awaken their wombs. All women. And this is a sacred path that we're walking. it's a very holy path, and this is a very holy time on our planet. Even though there's a lot of chaos and unbalance and disturbances and things that are coming up from Mother Earth, you know, they're like rising up out of her womb. They're coming up. And Mother Mary is just saying that not to be focused or concerned about that, that we just need to stay front and we need to stay aligned with our hearts and our missions and what we came here to do. And we came here to heal the divine feminine. And as the divine feminine heals, then the doorways open. It's through her healing and through the healing of our wombs and anchoring in our divine feminine frequency that then the masculine can return. He can't return until the feminine is recognized, she's respected again, and she's, you know, healed and brought back into the wholeness and balance within our own wombs. So she said that this is very sacred and holy work, and all women are called to do this in the way that they, you know, authentic, it's authentic for them, right? It's according to whatever they prearranged, because we all had these prearranged contracts with, you know, Mother, Father, God before we came into this incarnation. And to also know, she says, that you are 100% supported, that you can rise above any egoic fear and know that heaven has your back and that you are totally loved, you're totally supported to walk your authentic path of light, and it is your divine right to do so in this lifetime, that you are a cosmic child of the universe, and that you are a goddess. And she doesn't say that lightly. she's saying this with, you know, with, I don't even want to say it, just with a reverence, like for the truth, right? It's just a holy wave of, I just see her now, you know, with her crown and her blue robe, her blue, you know, robe. And she's just sending out this frequency of unconditional love and faith. And to please just open your heart to receive it now, she says. Receive that wave of unconditional love and faith. Bring it into the sacred portal of your heart. Allow your sacred heart to be activated. As your sacred heart is activated, naturally your womb will open and flower again. And you will be able to walk, dear child, in complete confidence and light and assurance of your divine path as it flowers and unfolds before you. You are a precious, precious child of the universe. Please hear this and take this in to every cell of your being to awaken your spiritual light. You must hear the truth. Hear this truth, hear the truth I am here to bring you to. Awaken to your own wisdom. Awaken to your own light. Awaken to your own heaven and the peace within. Know that you are dearly loved beyond words, beyond measure, and infinitely so. And know that the stars are your home, and this earth is but a temporal experience. However, this is an important experience for your own mastery and graduation. You are loved by both heaven and earth. You cannot go wrong. You can only go up and out and into divine creation. You hold the sacred creation codes within you. Yes, within your womb. Yes, you are powerful. And yes, you are ready to use them and to birth this new realities of heaven on earth. We trust you, we believe in you, and we love you. Go forth and bring the new age of peace now. And so be it, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I'm vibrating all over.
Mm-hmm. Same.
You know, one thing that I'll mention that I'm not sure if your readers are aware of, but the combined energies of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene are actually the Black Madonna energies. And the Black Madonna energies are very powerful with the combination of those energies that are coming forward. And a little bit of that Black Madonna energy was coming through in that transmission, because the Black Madonna is all about, you know, it's the wild feminine. It's the rebel, you know, mm-hmm. part of that energy, the uncontrollable part. It's about, it's time to claim your womb. It's time to stand up. It's time to, you know, no more apology. We don't have to apologize for being women.
Mm-hmm.
we don't have to validate, you know, ourselves. We are holy. We are priestesses. We can give sacred rites. We can bless life through birth, rebirth, and death. And this is very holy. The Holy of Holies is our blessed wombs, just mm-hmm. as Mother Mary brought forth the blessing and the birth of Jesus. We're birthing a new reality, and that is a very holy cause. And the Black Madonna energies, when you tap into her, she will tell you to step into almost like your warrior self, right? Your warrior priestess goddess. You know, you are acting on your own authority. You do not have to seek authority from anywhere. You claim it within, from your own God, goddess self.
Mm-hmm.
And you are blessed beyond measure for that. And I think that's what was coming through Mother Mary's message, is that, you know, it's time. It's time for us to awaken and arise on this planet and take this planet back.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was so powerful. I'm still like kind of, I don't know.
I know.
I mean, I'm not here. You know, I have so much heat flowing like crazy. And I'm like not really, I don't even know. It was so powerful, but it felt even more powerful after you started talking, you know, like after you finished the message and then and you were talking, but that part is just like, it was like not the icing on the cake, but it was like the pulling it all together and I don't know, giving it clarity or giving it that extra boost or something for me. Anyways, I was like, oh my God. So Ricky said, I saw all of us beyond the reproductive stage have reached a space of powerful creation. We are divine love. Caroline said, tears, light, tears, love. Lisa says, I am too. Wow, I was tearing up and I've got chills all over. I've got heat, but yes. And Joanne says, wow, this all feels so true. Caroline says, I'm in, package purchased. I love you. I don't know why I can't read that. Why can't I read that, Caroline? Icing on the cake. Yeah, icing on the cake. It was, yeah, still just my time, our time, still shedding tears, icing on the cake. Yeah, it was like, that was, you know, because, you know, we could talk forever, but I mean, like, I've never, because, you know, I have this resistance, right? I've never looked at the divine feminine other than the Indian goddesses, you know. I've never looked at, I mean, I of course I know about Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, and I work with them, and, you know, I channel their energies when I'm doing healing work and stuff, but I've never, you know, gone deeper because, you know, I have this issues and stuff, you know, but it's like what you just said is like, oh my God, yes, I'm there. You know, it's like, yes, I think it's time. I mean, not I think, I know.
You know.
It was like, oh my God. The energy was just flowing through me, like as a validation or a confirmation or, and the tears, you know, like we all felt those tears, you know, and that those tears are the tears of recognition, right? Mm-hmm. And the tears of awareness of, yes, that is us. That is me, that, you know, it's true, you know?
Right.
Of mother love. Yeah. It's like, I'm just like blown away at the moment. So
that's okay. Yeah, me too. I'm blown away too. That was a powerful transmission.
Yeah,
For sure. And yeah, I'm blown away. These are powerful energies that are wanting to come through our wombs, and you know it. And what Joanne's question was good about, you know, if it's coming up, because we may fear the power, we may fear stepping into that power because we have misused our power before, you know, but it doesn't, you wouldn't be here at this time in a woman's body if you weren't ready, if you had not already graduated and were ready to be the master, right? To step into the mastery.
Mm-hmm.
So trust that, trust yourself. And, you know, it's time to move past that, and that, yes, we can trust ourselves. Yes, we can trust how to use this power.
And just because we've done it in the past does not mean we're going to do it again.
No. Well, we were still in I call the teenager stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, anyone that's on the path of ascension and moving into the fifth dimensional, you know, if you've been doing your inner work, you've been guided, you're on the path, you're being prepared. You are being prepared for your mission to step in back into your full power. And I firmly believe that has been with me for quite a few years. So, you know, we're slowly being given back our power as these higher frequencies come in. We're all learning to work with these powers and how to balance these powers within. And I think that, you know, heaven is giving it to us in spoonfuls.
Mm.
Right, in spoonfuls right now, but you know, trust the process, trust yourself, trust the higher self has your process. You know, the best thing I can recommend is to stay, have a really good grounding practice, because when you're grounded and you feel safe, your root chakra will open. As your root chakra opens, then you can really, you want to channel the energy. The energy is going to flow from heaven above. It's going to flow down into Mother Earth. Mother Earth's energy is flowing up, and it's creating a cosmic loop through you. So that's where you want to go. And then you have the heart womb connection that's also coming online. You're remembering and awakening that, that communication between the heart and the womb, so they can align and work together. And your higher self drops in, and watch out, because you will be on a mission.
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
On a mission, ready to go. And, you know, you won't be alone. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm starting women's circles too. And it's, you know, this is how we're going to help support each other through this time. These times of change that are coming in, we will have our sisterhood and our heritage, as well as the support of the divine feminine, ascended masters and brotherhood to help us, all of our support teams to help us, to keep us on track. Excuse me.
Awesome. Thank you. So the package, can that help us to, you know, reconnect to our womb, reconnect the, you know, our womb heart to our heart womb?
That package A does not have anything in there about the heart womb, because I created that a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When we do the group call, then I am going to, we're going to work on the heart womb and a blessing and, you know, some of these other things that I'm guided to do. And in your session, we can, in an individual session, we can work on that too. So my task is to create another class now with the womb work practices, you know, with these practices that are coming in so that we can start to work in, you know, cause we really haven't been focused on the womb, you know, it really hasn't been, I mean, I don't hear of many, there are people doing this work, but, you know, I don't think it's been mainstream yet. I think it's coming back into mainstream now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Caroline has a question about the package. Mm-hmm. Caroline, are you like online? Are you here? No, almost. Oh, almost. Okay. So in the meantime, Joanne is asking, will there be a piece in the package that deals directly with clearing fear of death?
We can include that. We can certainly include that, you know, either on an individual session or, you know, we could do it in a group call as well. It might be the last process that I do, because I want to be respectful of people, and, you know, if someone's not ready, then, you know, they don't have to go through it. I feel like that's an individual choice, if that makes sense. But yes, we can definitely include that. Absolutely.
Awesome. Good. So Caroline, you here? I don't see you yet. I'm looking for your Samsung number. I don't know where she is. Maybe. So hopefully that answers your question, Joanne. Oh, there she is. SGA.
I am. Oh, you know what? It just came through. Okay.
Yeah, I see you now.
I booked my session and it wouldn't move from a certain area. So no, I'm good.
Oh, okay, good.
There I am.
Awesome. So you're good.
I'm good.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, cool. Okay. So let me just see. Renata, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody for the questions. Yeah, almost. Awesome. I'm just going to see if there's anything else coming through. No, I feel complete. I feel that last transmission plus the light language earlier and the meditation with that was like all so fantastic. And I feel like it was like extra special, you know, because I was, because even the light language was like so powerful, you know, and I wasn't expecting that either. So I was just expecting a meditation, you know, but that was more of an activation than just a meditation, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I forgot because I hadn't done this one in a while, and I actually forgot to tell you that it was going to be an activation. So you're right. And I didn't expect to channel Mother Mary. So that was, you know, just, you know, I'm glad that she came through with the message. It was a powerful message. So thank you for opening the space for that.
Yeah. So the personal session, is it on Zoom or over the phone?
I do it on Zoom.
Fine. You can do Zoom.
You can do Zoom or you can do phone. You get an option. Yeah.
She can do Zoom.
Either way, it's recorded.
Awesome. Good. All right. Anybody else have any other question? We're good? No, that was awesome. And definitely drink lots of water and be gentle with your body. I was actually feeling at times like achy, you know, in my sacral area, in my womb area. I was feeling a little bit achy and sometimes even a little bit nauseous, but I mean, that was just, you know, releasing and clearing. So I'm going to continue to drink more water and rest, listen to my body, right?
Yep. Yeah, they're telling me about another 12 hours for the integration and the healing. So everyone on the call, just kind of be gentle, you know, don't do anything strenuous. And also sit with, you may receive more messages, you know, just lay your hands on your womb, bring your awareness to your womb, begin to bring the energy down to the womb. And when you place your hands there, you begin to feel the magnetic energy growing. You begin to feel, you know, the energy coming in, more light coming into your womb. So just begin to talk with your womb and get to know her, and she'll share her wisdom with you. And yeah, and enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you everybody for your questions too. There were awesome, awesome questions and insight as well, you know. Wow. Caroline, she said, tonight I'm teaching 17 women.
Wow.
I don't know what that means to me. At the end, I'm well here, right? What does that mean, yes. Caroline?
Yes, perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. However, all of your...
Oh, I see.
Everyone that's on the call, let me just say this, everyone that's on the call, all women, their wombs have been activated now. So that just means your wombs have been activated with the divine feminine frequency, Mary Magdalene said. So you don't have to do anything. This is just part of the healing process. This is part of you blossoming and flowering into your full womanhood, your full power. So for the lady that's teaching, she goes to her event or whatever, that's fine. But, you know, just be aware that there could be, her womb might start activating other people, women's wombs.
Awesome.
And she doesn't have to say anything. She doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Just be aware of it. And this is all very natural. This is what we did as women in circles. This is how we healed each other. This is how we bonded. This is how mm-hmm. we strengthened each other. This is how we held each other in the sisterhood. So just, it's very natural. It's nothing to be afraid of or anything. But there could be some emotional releases. People might have some sadness. They might have anger coming up. You know, they may have releasing, but that's just all part of the healing. Just be gentle with yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Colette was just asking, she said, thank you. I felt lighter and expansive during the process, but do need the rest. Is it okay to listen to the replay in a few days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Absolutely. Listen to the replay again. Absolutely. That would be great. Fantastic. Please.
Awesome. Good. All right, everyone. Thank you. That was wonderful. So wonderful. And I think you're going to be back with us later in the season, right, Laura?
Yeah, I think is it August or September? I can't remember, something like that. Yeah. So I'll look forward to being with you all again. Thank you so much. Sending love and blessings to you, Laura, and your entire community. And it was a pleasure to co-create with all you lovely ladies today and men too. I don't know. Thank you so much and for having me. I'm so, so, so honored. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you again, everyone, for being here present with us, for asking your questions. And yeah, isn't this awesome that we just got our wombs were just activated? We weren't expecting that. It was an extra gift and bonus. So yay. So be gentle. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.